This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Pat, good morning to you. How is everything?
Doing good, guys. How's it going?
Great. Excellent. Listen, I'm going to come out and just lay one on you here. I think Ian Book is like average. I think he's not very good. He's one of the worst Notre Dame quarterbacks that I've seen. He's so hot and cold. That said, as I'm playing quarterback guru, I guess, even when he's not very good, he doesn't turn the ball over. So he warms up for me just a little bit. What do you see in Ian Book? Because, again, I don't think he's a guy that can beat you. But as soon as I say that, he never turns it over. What do you see through your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, they've got a really good run game. And he knows that. I think they've coached him up to – yeah, he's able to run himself, so he's coached up that when he doesn't like what he sees down the field, he tucks it and runs. He had a couple big runs against Louisville. They'll run quarterback draws with him. So he's a smart guy. He's a veteran, and he's not going to give the ball to the other team because he knows he's got a good defense and they run the football. So he manages the game very well, and I give him credit for that.
Pat, all that being said, Notre Dame has not put up a lot of points. They have not been running wild on offense, but they don't give up big plays on the back end on a defense, and they're strong against the run. So it's not going to take a lot of points to win this game, but Pitt can't run. Other than Addison, guys are dropping footballs left and right when they're thrown to them. So how's Pitt score enough to beat Notre Dame, even if they only need 20 to win?
They got to make plays. I mean, I wish I had a better answer for you. There'll be plays, you know, for them. The one thing that's been consistent all year, there's been guys open. It's a matter of getting the football and then making plays. So they've got to be able to throw it. They've got to run it competently. I think that the biggest issue for them has been the negative runs. So if they can eliminate them and stay ahead of the sticks on second and third down, gives them a better chance. You know, Notre Dame doesn't have a great pass rush. They've got 9 sacks on the year, so you're not too worried about that. But you get into third and really long, they drop 8 into coverage. It's tough to find open receivers. But guys got to make plays when they're open, and you got to go score. I mean, you got to take shots. So I think they're to the point now where, you know, you're kind of beating your head against the wall, you know, going these 10, 12 play drives and then kicking field goals. You know, I think it's to the point now where you start taking some shots down the field and try to get some big chunks, because I think if there's one weakness for Notre Dame, it's probably their safeties, and that'll be who's matched up on Addison.
Pat Bostic joining us here. Categorize what you think or what you know, or maybe a mixture of the two, in the health of Kenny Pickett, number one, and number two, how you thought Joey Yellen acquitted himself when he was in that football game against Miami.
You know, Kenny's battling. You know, it's obviously an ankle, and those things can be finicky, so I know he's battling and working to get back as soon as possible, and I thought Joey played great. I thought his pocket presence was better than I thought. Candidly, he exceeded my expectations. You know, his first career start last year against USC, you never know what quite to make of a spot start, but you know, I thought he validated that. He made some plays. If the guys make a couple more catches, he throws for 350. You know, he's got to eliminate the sack fumble, obviously. The sack on the first drive was an issue. You know, can't take a sack like that, especially when you're looking to get points on that first drive. But all in all, he gave them a chance to win that game. And he's got to get a little more help from the guys around him.
Pitt color analyst Pat Bostic with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Of course, you can hear the game tomorrow, 3:30, right here on 93.7 The Fan, as the Panthers take on the Fighting Irish. Is Notre Dame a legit number three, Pat? I've heard people question that ranking.
I mean, they are until they aren't. I think, you know, they've got enough back on both sides of the ball. Their offensive line is I don't think they have the third best offensive line in the country. I think they might be the best. So I think they've got that pedigree, right? I mean, you look across the board and on paper, they've got what it takes to be, you know, a top five team, no doubt. Have they performed to that level? I think they would tell you they haven't. But until they show otherwise or get beat, they're going to be up there. And they've played who they've played. Obviously, you can add their records up, and it doesn't tell the whole story of maybe what this Notre Dame team is. But they've got plenty of dudes on both sides of the ball that make them worthy of that number three ranking, and we're going to find out on Saturday whether they stay there.
I'm glad you brought up their offensive line, because is this an opportunity for Patrick Jones to affect the game and help his team win, but also affect the tape in terms of individually and draft stock against guys that are very good?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you play Notre Dame, it's a day to affect your stock. I mean, this is a game you want to put on your highlight reel. So it's one of the reasons I'm not concerned about this team. You know, you come off three straight losses. Obviously, people could be down. I'm not concerned about that. I think, you know, you got a bunch of guys on both sides that have chances to not only win a game for their team, but go out there and show out on national television. So against the Fighting Irish, Notre Dame, and albeit you're an underdog, you know, you got a chance to prove yourself. So this is a chance for Patrick Jones. Obviously, I think he has solidified himself as one of the best defensive ends in the country. Now he's got a chance to go against, you know, probably the best offensive line in the country and show out. So I think it's that battle in and of itself, the offensive line for Notre Dame versus the defensive line for Pitt, really the front seven for Pitt, that'll be a battle of wills. I think it'll be a bloodbath in there. I think it'll be physical, and I'm excited to watch it.
Real quick, before we let you run, Pat.
Go ahead.
Real quick. I just the running back and forth to the sideline for the play. We saw it lead to a delay penalty against Miami. And you would think with the backup quarterback in there, the one thing you wouldn't want him worried about doing is getting back and forth from the sideline with the play. But should we expect any change to that anytime soon?
I would not expect any change to it. That's how Mark Whipple does it. And delays really haven't been a problem for him since he got here. They were a big problem in 2018. You know, whether or not I personally agree with the philosophy, it doesn't matter. I don't think it'll change. And as long as they're able to handle the operation and avoid those delays, I think it continues.
Pat Bostic. Pat, we appreciate it. We'll look forward to your call on Saturday against Notre Dame. And we will talk again soon.
All right, fellas.
Thanks, Pat.
For sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.